liberated in labor. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk, and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12 through to 15. Hannah was a sister wife who was married to the same man as her rival. Hannah was unable to have children, but her rival Peninnah was able to give their husband as many children as he requested. It was clear, though, that even though Peninnah had given Elkanah many children, he preferred Hannah above her. Year by year, they would go up to the temple, and Peninnah would humiliate Hannah. Hannah decided to put her attention on God and ignore her rival. Hannah sincerely prayed and got into a depth of prayer that was so deep that not even the high priest Eli understood her. In fact, he thought she was drunk. But Hannah did not allow that to stop her. Hannah kept on praying, and soon enough, God opened her womb and the prophet Samuel was born. Dear Lord, help us to understand that this race is not for the swift, neither is this battle for the strong, but it is for those that will endure to the end. There are times in life when it seems as though everyone has gone ahead and we seem to be the only late bloomer. Whether it is entering puberty, buying a car, buying a house, or even getting married. In the world that we are a part of, the reality is simply this. Culturally, we have set boundaries for success and the time in which this success must be attained. Anything achieved outside of these boundaries is not deemed significant enough to glory in. These expectations add a lot of pressure to those of us who seem to be late bloomers. However, being a late bloomer was the least of Hannah's worries, because medically, she was not able to bloom at all. It was here that the story took a turn. Hannah decided to ask for God's intervention. After listening to Peninnah mock her for the last time, Hannah introduced her faith to her determination, mingled with a little favor, and for the first time, Hannah became pregnant. She was pregnant with purpose. The whole thing was new to Hannah, and she would soon find out that she would have to push the rest of the way through. For those of us who have been pregnant, we know that being pregnant changes the whole way you operate. It changes the way you look, and it will also change your appetite. Along with all of that, it will change the way people perceive you drastically. However, being pregnant is not about being cute. It's about giving birth to the unseen. Especially when everyone had concluded that there was no hope for you in the first place. There is an overwhelming feeling of anxiety, and you just can't wait to shut some people up, especially your rival who has mocked you all these years. It is important, however, to know that your focus should not be on your rival, but your focus should be on feeding your unborn purpose and doing occasional checkups to confirm that during the gestation period, your purpose remains healthy. Throughout this process, many people will misunderstand you, but it's okay. Only those who have been pregnant with purpose will understand your passionate pursuit. Be careful, though. You can have a stillbirth of destiny because you are way too concerned with the opinion of the people who you look up to. They may say mean things and tell you that your hormones are imbalanced because you'd rather be alone than amongst friends. Little do they know, your rival has taken you through the college of criticism and you have graduated with integrity above a PhD level. And by PhD, I mean pain, heartbreak, and depression. Thanks to your rival, you are no longer fazed by what people say, but rather, it just feels like another day. It's such a blessing when you are free from the prison of other people's opinions and the shackles of their limitations. See, what they don't know is this. Anyone can give birth to a dream, but not everyone can give birth to a dreamer. Anyone can give birth to love, but not everyone can give birth to a loving individual. Anyone can give birth to a speaker, but not everyone can give birth to that which has been spoken. And this is what I want you to know. At this point of your pregnancy, you may be feeling misunderstood. You may be feeling judged, and you may be experiencing mood swings. But I encourage you, keep on pushing. What you are about to give birth to will be a light to this next generation. And when it is born, it will raise up an army of giant slayers. It will be sought after by kings and valued greatly by everyone who encounters it. It is very peculiar, and hence no one has ever seen this before. You may have asked friends who have been pregnant in the past for advice, and they're looking at you like you're crazy, because the symptoms that you're experiencing are completely unheard of. Everyone who you encounter may be taken aback by your isolated behavior. In fact, people might even say you're acting strange, as though you're on something. But tell them, yeah, I'm on something all right. I'm on the verge of being liberated in labor. You hear that right there? That's the sound of victory. And as you experience your newfound liberty, never forget one important fact. Destiny is not hindered by conflicts that pin you to your present. For it is the pain from these conflicts that will fuel the fire in you. And that fire will usher you through destiny's door. Quote by JX Legister.